Remember the good old days when you were young? Splashing in puddles, mittens pinned to your jacket, apple juice and playing with Barbies? Everyone played with Barbies at one time or another, even you linebackers and lumberjacks. Well, take a trip down memory lane with us on this newest episode of Candy Teeth Radio as we welcome artist and painter Katlyn Hubner back to the show. Katlyn loves Barbies too, and casts them in her haunting and provocative paintings. Join us as we talk with her and her fiancé and esteemed plastic surgeon Michael Cohen. The conversation runs the gamut from insane Barbies and llamas, of course, to drunken kindergarten teachers, celebrity genitalia, dead cats and even the Tacoma methanol plant controversy. We also subject Katlyn to our patented question from the Weird Beard segment, which unsurprisingly gets a little weird. So tune your browser into Candy Teeth Radio while you give your Barbie a mohawk, and get ready for some craziness. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay alive.
Welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio. We're here with Katlyn Hubner and her fiancé, Michael Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
I just like it that you guys are like listening to me like, wow, is this the way he does it now?
Are they on PR now?
Yeah, so... You guys only talk when the talk light comes on.
We got picked up.
Laughter. Anyways, we're here.
Just kidding.
And we're sipping on some sauce in the ghost office.
Ooh!
Don't do that. They'll come.
I don't want to tease the ghosts.
I don't want them to come. Yeah, don't make fun of them in front of them.
I didn't really notice that many.
Callan?
Yeah.
That's the correct way to say your name?
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes. What's the story? What? Wait a minute.
So there's a non-technical way to say it different?
Yeah, Caitlin. That's okay. What everybody else says.
Yes.
But it's supposed to be Kathy and Lynn, my dad's two sisters' names.
Nice. Her name was not Kathy?
No.
No, so
some
it's
people
Kathy,
call me Catherine.
So
I have problems with that.
Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not your name?
It's way off.
Yeah. it's like not close.
No. There's but a lot more letters in there in that one. Or Kathleen. I've gotten Kathleen, too.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. But if you're just saying it, and, you know, and somebody mumbles it, you know, then you're like, oh, Kathleen, is that what they just said? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Not that saying you would mumble it, but if someone else didn't hear, whatever.
Maybe. Well, it was a one-on-one interaction.
Right, okay. So pay attention
to
what I
said.
He was
hiring me, so he's definitely seen my name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in,
Christy. And he said it on video, too, because I was documenting everybody that hired me for, like, a month when I was traveling as an art model to show all the various personalities of men that I worked with.
Yeah.
And... one was Kathleen. Kathleen is great. She takes good direction very well. I'm just like...
And
I show this to like the Mid-Atlantic Fine Art group meeting that happens annually. And they're just like... I mean, not that they really notice, but...
In your head, they did.
Yeah.
I do that.
I'm just like... It's ruined. The whole goddamn video.
They're rewinding it over and over just to that part.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought her name was Kat. Wait a minute. I thought her name was... Caitlin. Her name was Caitlin.
It was Caitlin.
Did
she say Kathleen?
No.
Anyway, you're an artist. I'm going to say artist instead of saying painter.
Okay.
Because you do so many different things, right?
Is that all right to say that? I mean, I feel weird
I'm
saying
doing
an artist because it's kind of vague.
He's just dead.
Oh, I see. I do it the other way, yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't want to be a jack of all trades, but I do mess with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But I don't...
But I don't want to be called that. Yeah. I get that.
I'm not an artist.
I'm not really good at one thing. I'm just good at a lot of things.
I don't want to be that.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Because there's different levels of how much I mess with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that matters.
But it's mostly just paintings and photos and videos.
Well, I take the photos for the paintings. So that kind of happens.
Oh, so
naturally.
It's together. Yeah.
And then videos, just because it's quick and fun, and I like to mix up the mediums, so it's a lot quicker.
Yeah. You've been super busy.
I have.
You just had a show at the Factory?
I did.
What's that place like?
Oh, it's so cool. It's in this old building. It's supposedly a really long wait list to even be a tenant there, but it's a lot of studios, but one area where Timothy Rizdyk and Amanda Manitak founded the gallery inside of it. It's like tucked away. It doesn't even have, like, it's up the stairs that are really steep to get to. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And they converted a little closet into like a little bar, which is handy. And it's just got a great energy there because it's such an old building.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah. The show there was well attended. It looked like it.
250 people, at least. Yeah. It was insane. Like, I'm a smoker, and it would take me 30 minutes to, like, get out the door to have a cigarette when I actually had the first initial craving. And I would get so irritable. So on my way out, but so happy at the same time.
Good problem. It was very confusing.
So glad you're here. Excuse me for a moment.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my damn cigarette.
But it was funny, because I did a time lapse of the whole evening. And so the people were like bumblebees. Awesome. And so, like, you'd see the crowd go out, and I'm like, is that all the smokers? And then they all come back in. And then they go back out, and then they all come back in, so and they're getting their refills. Like,
that's fun to watch. Yeah. You just moved Plastic, which is the Barbie doll show, made from Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not made from Barbie dolls. That's not even right to say.
Paintings of dolls.
Of dolls.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Easy.
You should borrow all these puppets sometime. Anyway.
I would love to.
I want to see that Bucky shot.
Nice.
Oh.
So you just moved that show. That show did really good here. Or it was like a big deal here.
You mean the solo?
The Plastic.
That was in Tacoma?
Yeah. I'm saying, was it part of it?
No, Plastic was the name of the one at Factory, but I had a solo one down here. Because the Factory's in Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so down here, the one with Spaceworks?
Yeah.
The big one with all the squid, yeah. Didn't really have a name.
Didn't you have a show with the Plastic, or was Plastic for that gallery?
Everything was in the Tacoma show.
Yeah.
The Factory was only select doll pieces. But down here, they gave me like 4,000, 5,000 square feet to fill. So yeah. I brought out everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Hit the writer's truck.
You had Plastic at the Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved it to the Cupcake Royale.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cupcake Land.
That's where my cousin works.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're a sponsor of the show, like, just because they give me cupcakes.
Thank you for the cupcakes.
Did you get cupcakes?
I didn't get any when I installed it because everybody I was with was in a rush.
Yeah.
It was very disappointing, but I love the cupcakes.
You didn't get them, though? You should get them, like, when my cousin's there.
I'm going.
Like, drop, name drop.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy sent.
But it'll only work with her. Because when we walked in there looking for her, they were like, what? Who are you, dude? Eat it. Are you a weirdo asking for this girl? And like, and then saying, can I get her number? She's my cousin. They're like, yeah, right.
Right, dude. Get out of here before I jump this counter.
So you're getting up in Seattle, too.
Yeah,
that's good.
Really exciting.
Seattle's the spot. I like Seattle. I mean, for the, like, hometown.
Yeah.
Spot.
They're very painter friendly, which is nice.
So, since you did the Plastic show, I looked up Barbies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. I never really researched Barbies, which I shouldn't research Barbies, but, like, in my line
important.
Of work.
It is important.
You gotta get
in
the whole picture.
Jesus Christ.
I have so much Barbie stuff. But, so I started going through these Barbies, and Barbie did some crazy shit. Did you do research on Barbies, just straight up, or did you just take pictures of Barbies that you posed?
I didn't do that much research, but I noticed, like, how much her body changed over the decades.
Okay.
Just,
I'm so happy right now.
Okay, good.
Because they have the Oreo Barbie, right?
What do you mean?
It's just a black Barbie.
The
that's sponsored by Oreo.
What?
And it has the Oreo, like, logo on there.
That really existed?
Yeah, that's really, oh, you can look it up. There's all kinds of stuff on it. I never even heard of it. I never heard of it in my life. And it says Oreo on everything, on the bag, on
the
coat.
Was that the first black Barbie?
What the fuck?
What?
Was that the first black
Ooh,
Barbie?
Ooh, I don't know.
Now that's what I want to
know. Do you
know
what year it came out?
We're going to have a black one because it's not Oreo.
Oh, see, I need more information.
You need to find out.
Yeah, I will.
That's important.
Oh, my God.
I will.
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then there's so many because they just did crazy shit.
they
had the best friend Midge.
No, like a midget
No, not Mr. Barbie. Hell no. Barbie, you might...
For the record, I thought the same thing.
You might get assassinated.
Like Barbie. To be together.
Yeah. Dude, Mattel might show up.
Who's me?
Yeah. Mattel might show up and just snuff you guys out. There will never be a midget.
I'm worried about that. He's like, girl, you're going to get sued if you keep painting them. I'm like, nuh-uh.
It's just more publicity.
Look at Andy
anyways.
Warhol with the Campbell's soup.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but it's not erotic. I'm like, of course it's erotic. Look at that can of mushroom soup.
Sexy.
Who's Midge? You still want to know?
Yeah,
Midge. Midge is the best friend of Barbie.
Really?
That was there until she got pregnant.
By Ken?
I don't know who it was. I think it was Ken, though, because there was no other dudes.
Yeah, right? Is there any other dudes? Yes. Or was it just like a G.I. Joe? Like...
No.
Oh, G.I. Joe? He went AWOL. G.I. Joe went AWOL.
Yeah.
He's like, what up, Midge?
Yeah. I'm back from the war.
Yeah, I don't think I can get Barbie. Midge, what are you up to? So, Midge really has a baby in her stomach, and the stomach pops off, and there's a baby in it.
What?
And so they had to take that one off the shelves, yeah.
I'm going to have to look into this.
This is the best.
I can sort of guess when all these things fall into decade-wise.
The time. I should have did the dates. And then you would have been in. You would have been on it.
I bet you the Oreo Barbie happened, you know, in the late 50s. Midge happened in the mid-50s and got taken off in the mid-60s. That's just guesses. But
yeah.
That would kind of make
I could see that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fascinating. Hey, you should do research on Barbies.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at Barbie paintings before I did it.
Yeah.
To make sure... There wasn't many other people have done it, at least.
Yeah.
Couldn't find shit.
Nice.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That was a good idea. That you guys having the real Barbies at the show where you can position them and take pictures,
yeah.
That was the best part. That was, like, the genius part with the thing.
It was a Barbie brothel. Like,
wow. So what happened to those photos? Did everybody tag them or anything like that?
Well, a lot of people took some with their phones. Some people took Polaroids of them because they're a little thing for sale. To make up your own scenarios. He's really good at setting them up. I, like, wake up around the house, and they're, like, on this kitchen cabinet, the coffee pot, like, you know? Maybe one straddling the milk in the fridge.
Yeah.
I never played with dolls until we met.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But then, you know,
Yeah.
She started buying all these Barbies from thrift stores that had multiple joints.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I especially have never encountered that before. So these are posable dolls. So
right.
Obviously, like, you know, we come back from Portland from a bunch of strip clubs, and I'm like, all right. You know, all these Barbies all over the kitchen, you know.
Yeah, they're on every fucking railing,
metal
object.
Every pole.
And then if we have people over, if there's enough drinking involved, they all come out. And then everybody gets creative. And
yeah, let me get your box of Barbies.
People come in here and visit, and that's the first thing they do. Or they'll leave it like that, and then other people will come. And they walk in, and, like, my dolls are fucking in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I didn't set that up, though. Like, it's a frame job.
Where? Yeah. Why is it always like that?
Yeah. So the next one was Barbie Forever and Tanner the Dog. Comes with Tanner the Dog. I don't know why it's Barbie Forever. I think they were just like, Barbie Forever. But comes with Tanner the Dog that I have right here.
Oh, he's so cute.
Oh, my God.
That
looks like...
You feed him. What does he look like?
It's a yellow lab.
Oh, yeah. You know those little kid movies with all those little yellow dogs, snow pups.
You feed him.
The cottonelle pooch.
And then he poops it.
No.
He poops it out.
No.
That's awesome. One of our dogs is a color.
And it comes with poop.
That's awesome.
And its ears move and everything when
you
it
just
sticks.
Feed it the poop.
They were selling this.
Like, you feed it its own poop. You feed it its
that's
own
fucking
poop.
Gross. Because like
dogs do that.
Soiling green.
They do.
It's soiling
but
green.
I don't feed it to them. I don't find some on the ground and be like, here, pup.
Get out.
Have some of this.
Snack time.
They
sit.
Do that on their own.
Sit.
Like, I don't have to feed it.
Roll over.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's a treat.
I think you push the tail up.
I am.
I hope you like this flavor, but you would already know if you do or not.
That's pretty awesome. It's kind of fuzzy, too.
I know.
Yeah. I was stoked when I was looking through there, and I was like, what? That's that dog I have.
What happens when you run out of the poop?
What? You got to get these little, these little beads.
Do you have little turds?
You got to feed him these little beads, and then he has weird poop. Really.
Well, somebody gave us there? A little
come on,
moose.
Poop it out.
What was that stocking stuffer we got? That
he's thing? Stuffed up.
Was it a moose? A reindeer? Reindeer.
You got a
reindeer.
Straw? Yeah, okay. It's like bubble tea.
I'm gonna do all right, that's okay. Endoscopy on the dog now.
It's gonna be out. Blocked up. I fed him plastic.
Sorry, Tanner.
So next one. We just scratch the poop.
Oh, oh, he threw it up.
He puked it out.
Oh my gosh.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Yeah. You're okay. You're okay.
Wow. Holy shit.
You're good at this.
Are you guys animal people?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Did you not know this?
That's so funny.
What's the deal?
We have two goats, so we're about to get ducks. We're going to get more goats. Get
the murderers?
Murderers, yeah, they're the ghosts? Goats.
Yeah. Murdering goats.
Oh, what's up with that? Well, I want to hear that story.
Yeah.
Since I've known you guys and been on this show, I've had a llama and I've had a llama die.
Oh.
Pygmy goats.
Oh.
They ate it?
No. They just showed up and messed up his whole life.
Oh.
I didn't know that you had to, like, when you introduce farm animals, that they're very territorial herbivores. And so when we got the goats, we're like, oh, we'll just drop them off at the llama house. They'll be great friends.
Yeah.
Not. Like, the llama starts galloping up and down the hill at full speed. He's never done that before. He's just normally, like, chill and loafing and eating dandelions. And, like, he's screaming, like, war cries, like it's Braveheart all of a sudden. Like, it was horrible. And then I bring the llama back into the gate. The goats are right behind me. And he's just like, fuck this. I take him off the llama leash, and he runs down the hill and breaks his legs. That was it.
Oh!
Yeah.
He just did it.
It was 18.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but
which in llama years is like
90 or 80.
Yeah.
He was a
lemon
llama.
Like an old senile llama. He used to herd sheep, actually.
Only a year since we got him, and that was like 30 sheep.
Whoa.
So these two little goats come over, and these goats don't give a fuck about anything. I mean, they're just like, whatever. And this llama just loses his shit and goes running and breaks its hip.
Meanwhile, the llama's 6 feet tall at least.
Yeah. Oh. Right, they got like a 5,000-fold difference in weight, probably. You know, I mean,
right.
There's no reason.
He
doesn't even need a trip. He doesn't even need a trip. He can just be like, hey, beat
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He chases coyotes, and he's scared of the pygmy pigs.
Spit on them. Or is that
on them, No, llamas spit.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, they spit. Definitely do.
I lived on Lopez Island in the San Juans for a while, and there was a llama that lived in the right over the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would, like, go over there, like, jump the fence, and be like, I'm in the field with the llama!
You were that guy?
Yeah, totally.
It's like you're in the pool with the shark.
Yep. Like, he's still looking at me, though. He's looking at me. I'll go back over it.
Kind of scared of him. That reminds me of, like, streakers in sports stadiums.
Just lurking on the side.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
There's just, like,
running
14.
Running out the middle of the FIFA. Sheriff's deputy. Or whatever.
With a blanket,
I love it
waiting to beat your ass.
Now they have their phone.
No.
Yes, of course.
They're doing it.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Film it.
They won't know where they're going.
Selfie.
Yeah, now it's the selfie stick.
I'm running.
I'm in the stadium naked. Check it out. I saw a picture where it's like three
What's
dudes.
Going on Snapchat.
Yeah, three dudes are tackling a dude, and he's like this. Like, while three just big dudes are like about to crush him.
It's so awesome.
That's when I knew they did that.
That's when I knew they did that. You go to jail
busted.
For a long time for that shit. It's crazy.
Jeremy busted.
Do you? You go to jail?
Yeah.
In the U.S.
Oh, your dick's out. That's why.
I don't know.
I mean, you pee in an alley and you're a sex offender.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can
no, but
be a sex
like in, if you said FIFA, like in Europe, you wouldn't.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, just beat him up a little bit.
Get a fine or something.
I think it's
maybe.
Because...
that's great.
Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I hear, is that you go to jail. I could be... misinformed for sure.
Yeah.
But I could imagine if they did that, it's because it's like it's broadcast. It's like live broadcast TV, and so like you're messing with the big boys.
I'm going back to Barbies.
Yeah, back to Barbies. Yeah. I think the just real quick, the government agency that I was thinking of would be the FCC.
Yeah. That's yeah, fuck the FCC.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Well, yeah, we couldn't be on an FCC controlled channel.
I'm going back to Barbie's.
All right, Barbie, sorry.
I'm going back.
This one is crazy because we talked about this on the show before.
Uh-huh.
But it was the video Barbie. And so it has a necklace, and it's a screen. It's a lens.
Yeah.
Ew.
And then it has a camera. I mean, it has... Wow. Let's just take it from the top.
Oh, like a nanny cam Barbie?
Yeah, kind of. Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm thinking about. That's why I'm, like, in fright right now.
The backpack has a screen
you
on it.
You don't want to know what your kids do with their Barbies.
No, but what that's what... Hell? So why did it get taken off the shelves like every other one of these weird old Barbies?
Everybody's, like, in the bathtub having orgies on a lagoon.
Exactly.
You know?
No, for child porn. So, because you could use it to make child porn. Mm-hmm. Be like, hey, little girl.
Have this.
Yeah, everything's cool. We're playing with dolls.
You're just, like, monitoring it on her back.
Well, you know what, Dad?
That's fucked up.
Barbie's got bigger fish to fry.
You're safe.
Let me just say that.
You're safe.
I am in a good spot.
No copyright infringement. They're worried about child porn first.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty bad.
And then I'm going to do one more. I can't stop. Yeah, when I was on there on the internet, I was just like, what? What? What?
What really did you type in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbie? Crazy Barbies? I don't know.
Crazy Barbies? Something.
Barbie? Messed up Barbies?
They got some good stuff, though.
This one is the wheelchair Barbie.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. She went out on a limb on this one.
Okay.
Wheelchair Barbie with a nice purple wheelchair.
Ooh.
Right? So that was the cool part. That was one of the cool parts.
It probably matches the caddy.
It does match the caddy. But, I mean, I didn't mean to say that. So excited. But the catch was the Barbie Malibu dream house, mm-hmm. not wheelchair accessible.
Oh,
she hanging up the code.
So
hanging up the code.
No, there's no ramp. There's no ramp.
It's a Malibu nightmare house.
She just goes there and she can't even be in the park. She can just hear him partying.
When did they make her? They just made the plus size girl.
I don't know. It's the years. I should have added the years.
Midge came back and was partying in there.
Thoughtful of them to make a girl in a wheelchair.
What'd you say?
That's pretty thoughtful of them to make a girl in a wheelchair. I mean, probably happened in the 90s.
Yeah.
Probably. I was thinking the same.
Yeah.
But they didn't go too far on the thought, though.
Yeah, they didn't make it wheelchair accessible.
Kids gotta have a good imagination.
They remade it, though. Fix the problem.
Down the stairs.
She helicopters in on mine.
G.I. Joe gives her a ride.
G.I. There Joe, was. Dude. Mm. There's another Midge. They had totally tattooed Barbie.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. They had one that was covered in tattoos first. That was the tattoos were permanent.
What?
Mm. And then they were like, what? No. My kids are going to get tattoos. And then they're like, oh, yeah. So they made them temporary tattoos, the next one.
Is it like temperature controlled?
No.
They just wash off.
Because we had some mermaid ones that would change colors when you put them in the hot water.
Yeah.
It's pretty legit.
Weird cancer chemicals for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Something's up, though. Like strawberry shortcake, if you smell that thing too much. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, you get a headache.
So the funny part about the tattoo Barbie was... One of the tattoos, the reason she got killed, was because one of her tattoos was the Ken tramp stamp.
No! What?
Who thought that one up?
Every single person that was like on the team of people that got to decide what tattoo she got.
Oh my god!
Dude, tramp stamp, what should it say?
Ken.
Dude, what should it say?
Does she fucking have a idiot. Heart with mom on her shoulders?
I don't know. I didn't see any other ones. It was just that Barbie's one, the Ken. Is she an orphan?
I don't know.
Whoa.
How come none of these Barbies are, like, available at thrift stores?
Fucking must have burned them in the South. There must be a church down there that was, like...
They recall them, like, crunchy mail and back to Mattel.
They recalled them. They said that they are radioactive.
If you bought the camera Barbie, mail it back to us at our expense. If you bought the dog that eats and poops...
Eats its poop?
Eats its own poop. Huh? Send it back to the factory.
All right, that's all I got for Barbies.
Oh my
you
God.
Take a Barbie
that
rest.
That was a lot of information.
I know it.
Wow.
But it was really interesting.
I'm not going to be able to look at my dolls the same anymore.
No. You're going to be like, you guys don't even have anything wrong with you.
Why didn't you tell me about this?
Well, you kind of started it, actually. Mm-hmm. You opened the Pandora's box.
What did I do? You mean the Pandora's box?
You started the plasticness.
That's true.
You painted your Barbie, and then here we are. And people are looking up their history all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coming that's from
there's a rug unturned.
Are you going to go home and check all the Barbies for Ken tramp stamps now?
Draw. I just wanted to draw them.
Michael tied some up recently.
Yeah, not recently. It was like 2 years ago.
When you tied them all up, that was a month ago.
Oh, yeah. The original one.
Was like, damn.
No, we did Shibari on them, so now we can have them hanging. That's like the
rope dress
BDSM rope on the body. So he rigged them all up so we can like hang them from the ceiling now. So I'm gonna, that could be a new series.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Tied up.
Moths.
I also want to burn them, but that's something else.
Oh, that's a different. Whoa, going to the dark side on that one.
Yeah, but haven't gotten sad enough for that yet.
Just, you're supposed to be happy. I thought, I pictured it as happy and like,
it's a release of something. But, yeah.
You don't know how you're figuring it out.
I think it would just smell really bad.
Like he said, don't burn my dolls.
We have a big yard.
You're gonna burn something.
Burn down the yard.
We have a burn zone.
It's plastic. Stale. It'll melt.
It's
It'll
horrible.
Be toxic. It'll be run off into our pond. Our pond will suffer. The frogs will die.
Are you doing a frog murderer?
No.
All right then.
Michael saw a license plate thing that said that they stopped for frogs the other day.
I rake for frogs.
I want it really bad.
That's funny.
Bring the frogs up, it changes everything.
Sometimes, we'll be, watching our laptop, just passing out at night.
Yeah.
And she'll, watch documentaries on frogs and animals and plants and things, so frogs are among them. And then the next morning, she's like, I want to save all the frogs.
Yeah, there's a new thing now.
No more soap.
The internet's bad in some ways.
It's making me a hypochondriac.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like,
never look up.
Every week.
Yeah, never, never look up medical stuff ever.
No, especially parasites in your skin, because turns out
they're everywhere.
Well. Yeah.
We're fucked. Yeah. We got a million on our eyelashes, and we can't even get
them. Stop talking about it, please. I'm start tripping.
It's getting itchy.
They're everywhere. They're all, yeah.
We love you, Jerry.
On me, they're like, yeah. Yeah.
They're symbiotic. Or are they not symbiotic? Or are they just chilling?
They're symbiotic. They might be one way. I don't know. Could be both ways. I don't know if we benefit from them. Haven't researched it enough.
I guess we're good hosts.
It's probably like everybody. There's probably some dicks.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Some of them would be just sick.
Yeah.
One's from out of town or something. They're like, whatever. Why you guys don't fuck with this guy?
I live here, man.
Yeah. So, the next thing is, you've been staring at this drink.
Do you want to know what it is now?
I just want to know about it. You know, I can't have any because it's allergy season. I can't have any beer-like substances.
It makes it worse.
Yeah.
You can't take a sip, though, to try it?
Or I'm okay. Well, okay. Maybe in a couple of months.
Okay. Well, it's,
thank you.
Do you want to try it?
Sure, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah. There you go.
So we're going to start a new thing where we do drinks, different drinks
on
everyone.
Cute. It's got a little opener thing on the side.
That is pretty convenient.
It's Japanese.
You guys think of everything.
They got stuff figured out.
Where do you get it from?
Can Which I just mark? Open it right now? Can or... I just get all in this?
We get it from, we have a segment on the show where we just go into, my girlfriend used to have a restaurant, a sushi Japanese restaurant, and all the liquor from it is in a storage unit. So I just go there and grab something, and then make a drink out of it,
okay.
And try it out. But this one is my favorite. It's not. I already tried it.
Yeah,
it's like my favorite. It's like Sprite, but then it's really strong, 7%.
Holy fuck!
It's like Sparks, a bit better.
It's more than Sparks.
Sparks is 6.
Last time I was with you guys, I was having a beautiful Four Loko.
Yeah, Four Loko.
And isn't that 16?
No, it's 12.
12
or 11.
Well, that's like wine.
It's pretty good. But this stuff's called Yuzu Shuang.
Yeah, this needs to go on the internet.
Nice.
Yuzu Shuang.
Now we try and get endorsements from
Japanese
them.
Japanese citrus.
Yeah.
Enjoy Japanese citrus flavor.
Oh my god.
Delicious. Do you need it?
No. It's good.
It's really good. Can you explain it to the troops?
Well,
did you taste it?
Yeah. It's very, you can't,
there's chocolate.
It's not that clear. It's a little cloudy.
There's weird stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. It tastes like almost like a pineapple, but it psychs you out. And you look at the front and you're like, that's not a pineapple. That's some Asian fruit I've never seen before in my life.
Whoa. That's Japanese citrus. You don't need to worry about it.
So it's a plant called Japanese citrus.
I guess. It looks like it's a pear. That's...
It's very strong. It's definitely alcoholic, but it's kind of like a Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have like a very like alcoholy taste.
Mm-mm. That's what's bad. That's the scary part. Because you smell like, a lot in the summer.
It doesn't taste anything like a beer.
It's,
maybe a little gin-like.
It's carbonated rice wine with natural flavor added.
Oh my god, that's why.
Delicious.
Maybe you can drink it.
I take back
it's more like sake than beer.
Yeah. That's probably why it's cloudy.
Maybe.
When it says the floating particles are derived from the skin of the yuzu, which are natural and harmless.
And I'm really into the skin.
The word
shit.
Yuzu remains miso soup, clearly not known to anybody what it means.
No, I assume it's this.
Oh, that plant.
This fruit
the
that they have here.
Look for that at Paldo World tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
Eating pig ear.
Sucking on some pig ears. I like that. I mean, I don't like that. What are you sipping on?
This is just New Zealand white wine.
Yeah, it looks
Sauvignon
cool.
Blanc has a really ugly painting on the front. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
I've never actually. I bought it because I've never seen this one before.
Right.
So you had to get it.
I had to try it because I'm a big fan of their Sauvignon Blancs. What did they call them earlier that was sort of insulting sounding?
Screw-offs.
Screw-offs.
Yeah.
Screw-off talk. Screw-off.
Yeah, it's a screw-off wine.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
But anyway, so it's pretty good. It's no Kim Crawford or anything, but it's still up there.
Yeah.
The head snapper?
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't even read it. Those damn words.
It's a head snapper.
It's a head snapper.
Dude.
Wow.
Going down.
Don't get your head snapped.
Yeah.
Boom! Don't get your head snapped.
But I've never seen this one before.
Me either.
But it does have a warning on it, which is very important for you to video. It says, warning may cause whiplash.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I like that.
Normally it's like, don't drink when you're pregnant. This could cause whiplash.
When you're driving.
Like,
Remember,
my God.
We told you. While drinking this wine.
And it's imported by Head Snapper. Wines.
Wow.
But everybody's talking about fucking Trump.
Don't talk about Trump on our fucking... This is our podcast.
You just ruined it.
You can't say Trump. You gotta say other...
Well, edit that out. Everybody's talking about...
The
Jesus.
Election.
Yeah, no, you can't talk about Jesus.
Everybody's talking
the
about
election.
Cookies.
Yeah, now we're getting cookies. Cookies are good.
Vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream and pineapple. What was that? You said some other things with it.
What's her recipe?
Yeah. That really made me... I saw it all.
Look at that.
What are you doing? You got cookies? You just busted out cookies when we said cookies?
Yes.
Money! Sorry, just try it.
$10 a piece.
No. Oh my god.
Thanks.
Yeah, you
guys
want a cookie?
Oh, this is
God,
cool.
Would
thank you
be sad if I had one? Because it's going to mess with your stash. I'm going to take this half a piece.
Cookie break.
You got a new segment?
I got a new segment called Questions from the Weird Beard. I go to Two Ravens Studio all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Because
they're my friends and they're cool and they hook me up. So I go there and we just hang out and I keep them from working.
Which is a metalworking studio
here
in Tacoma.
It's a metalworking studio here in Tacoma. I asked this dude that's a metalworker to ask a question to the guest. Because I'm always there the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the question that he had for you. Questions from the Weird Beard.
First question. One of the greatest mysteries of the ancient art world is the disappearance of the Venus de Milo's arms. Some think one arm may have been holding an apple. Do you ever wonder what happened to her arms? My follow-up question is, should your arms suddenly become detached, and independently sentient, what kind of adventures or shenanigans do you believe they would get into?
Oh, wait.
That's pretty awesome.
Do you need it again?
Was that for me?
Yeah, it's for you.
Oh, shit.
It's to the guest. Whoever the guest is that day.
Thank you for that great question. It was really deep.
Can I admit something real quick?
What?
I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Venus de Milo?
Yeah, I was like, I know that name.
She's only above our fireplace right now, or at least a version of her.
That's awesome. So it works out perfect.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
But you looked it up, just like the Barbies, I assume.
No way, it's not
Barbies.
Well,
can I just like show you her famous pose that everybody's done amazing? It's that position.
No, so, but that's all the paintings.
Yeah,
but
all the paintings.
The statue that's famous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lost the arms about here.
Yeah.
And I think it's also mid-thigh.
Yeah.
So when you go wherever it is, I don't know, it's probably
in
Rome or something.
Somewhere, yeah.
Somewhere else.
Somewhere there.
On the other side of the pond.
They tend to stash all the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a famous statue, which I actually... Who's got the best reception here? We should know who made the statue.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yes.
It's either Michelangelo or Da Vinci or one of them.
One of those badasses.
But it's got to be the statue, because if you look up the painting, you'll be lost forever, because so many have been made.
I got Cara Delevingne up still.
I'm not going to tell you what I had up.
How do you spell statue all of a sudden?
S-T-A-T-U-E. I was so happy to tell
you. You'll know what you're looking for.
Bam.
Oh, yeah. My poor woman.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm.
The arms broke off. I think it was not intentional.
Why did they break off?
So next, dreamsite.com, really. That's not what I meant to.
And there's no pictures of it with arms.
Because they weren't ever. I mean, just like certain statues from the same era of men, you know, had certain parts missing, too.
Yeah.
Because they broke off. You know,
everybody knocks off the penises in the museums.
Yeah, for sure.
That's like a cult.
Yeah, you like have to do that.
It's like
it's very threatening.
No, I think they just like too many that people holding on to them. The cult.
Take a selfie.
This is an ancient penis. Oh shit, Karen! Oh. You
know? Just like that. Standing there with a broke arm, like oh shit.
Oh.
Don't touch the art, Karen! Don't
She just puts it in her purse, takes off. That's it.
I think the same thing happened with her hands, but with women. Getting all up in the fingers.
I get what you're saying.
It's in the Louvre in Paris.
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. And, sorry, back to the Venus still.
Get that Louvre.
Her name is Aphrodite of Milos. She's an ancient Greek statue. And nobody actually knows who made it. So there you go.
Wow, it's open for...
Maybe they didn't make her with arms. Maybe it was as simple as that. It's not like, why are they missing?
Somebody
they just weren't ever there.
Who could otherwise get every part of the human body right was afraid to make some hands.
Perfect.
Maybe you're at a stone. Somebody got raped and pilferage like Game of Thrones back then. You know, like, shit was rough.
Pilferage? Pilferaged? I like that new word.
Is that a good word?
That's
great.
Let's stick with that.
But no, stuff breaks off. Thankfully for everybody, breasts never do. So,
yeah, breasts stay.
Right, they don't break off. Arms
save the
do,
breasts.
Penises do.
Yeah.
Breasts don't break off. So they knew what they were doing, a little bit at least. So your answer now.
Yeah.
Well, I said my answer to the first one.
The sentient hands. That was the good one.
Oh, that was the
And now where the hands go, if they were in his studio, he was asking?
No, he's saying if they were just off. If your arms were off by themselves.
Your arms.
Mine?
Yeah.
And went off to do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
They would probably be petting chinchillas.
In wow. Chile. In Chile?
Yeah.
Petting chinchillas in Chile?
Yeah.
Did you have that plan to have that?
Yeah, answer? Wait a minute.
What?
Petting chinchillas in Chile?
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'm writing a song.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Do you like it? It's my new single.
It's a great alliteration.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. That works. Mm-hmm.
And it's like a nice thought.
I mean, if my hands had to go somewhere, they'd want to go somewhere soft and nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine too.
Yeah. So they hitchhike to get there, obviously.
They just...
Oh, they fly.
Yeah, they fly, man. They're
gone. These are their fucking arms, dude.
Like Superman's arms.
Yeah, they got jets.
No Superman behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You got jet arms?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Wow.
At least that's just how my mind worked in the name.
I like
just
it.
Just constantly hugging chinchillas.
Or thumb war.
Yeah, thumb war. There you go. War.
Yeah, but you could still get your elbow all up in there like people do. Cause
yeah, but see, that like puts you off your balance or something, but a hand doesn't have to worry about that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's grandma. Gravity. All it has to do is grandma.
Go. He's going dun, everywhere dun, dun. With you.
Yeah.
You're holding it.
Exactly.
My arms hold a grudge, so they'd be like flipping people off in their windows. Like, just back and forth while they're vacuuming inside.
It's like one hand is like flipping through the phone book for like old high school enemies.
Oh my
and
God.
The other hand is dialing the phone.
Yeah. They could go everywhere.
They could.
It's kind of awesome.
You could slap anybody you wanted to.
Just and grab on to anything.
You could
you're yeah. just sitting there and every once in a while you get a big smile. You're like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
What?
Oh my God!
And then it's like, boink, boink, and grabs onto the bus that's driving by, and it's gone. And the guy's like, did I really see that? Did I really get slapped by a disembodied arm?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. That was
the
question
the
from
beard.
The weird beard. It's not just a beard. It's a weird beard.
Yeah.
It is a weird beard.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Really good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. I'm excited for this new segment.
Yeah.
It's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just learned. I learned.
We were the guinea pig of the weird beard?
We did it once before.
Okay.
But it wasn't named that yet. So, yes, this is the first.
Mm-hmm.
I support it 100%.
Nice.
I support
it. She gave it the horns, dude.
I think we haven't had enough music. We've had all laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Music and laughter, they go together.
Yeah.
You know, but we haven't had any.
No, we haven't had any. So what kind of music do you like to listen to, like, when you're working?
When I'm working?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Me?
Yeah.
Shit. I like...
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, aren't they great? They're going up
to dude, play. Shit rocks.
It's great. St. Vincent's my favorite.
Yes.
Not gonna lie.
Yes.
Got such a appreciation for that woman.
She's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Otherworldly.
You love her, Jeff?
Yes, of course.
Do you love her?
Say you love her.
We went to her concert a couple of years ago.
We almost did. And we
second
didn't.
Second row, motherfucker.
It's okay.
Oh, shit.
It's
stab
okay.
in the eye.
But she's pretty great.
I love it. I love that song, The Bed.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're talking about being under the bed with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for the monsters to come. Like, come on,
it's
bitch.
Smart, dude.
Yeah. Get them when they come.
Poet.
Yeah.
Nobody ever talks about when they come under your bed.
Yeah, like, where they... Mm.
Before she, like, got all up with her girlfriend, she used to just, like, lock herself away in Seattle and write instead of being in Brooklyn, just so she would be somewhere she didn't know anybody.
She was here!
What?
Sorry. All the time.
This is where she got inspired to write her stuff.
Yeah, she's...
Yes. That's why we love it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make
plus
sense.
Plus, it's super badass.
Now she's got this, you know.
I know she's in LA because she's with Kara.
Yeah, never leave. Never, never leave, St. Vincent. I saw that picture. Just stay there. Just cuddle. Make a fire. You know what I'm saying? Do nice stuff. Do massages.
Watch a movie.
Oh,
do lots
shit.
Of massages. Okay. So, I think we should just play that song real quick.
Yeah.
We're sleeping underneath the bed to scare the monsters out with our dear daddy Smith and Wesson. We've gotta teach them all a lesson. Don't scream or we will have to shoot. Stop right where you stand. We need a chalk outline if you can.
More local news.
Yeah, exactly. More local news.
What else is it going on?
Can you believe it?
Yeah, that's all there is.
Tacoma is full of news. Like
we're
this.
We're a booming city.
Local news! Local news!
Are you ready for this one? This one is great.
Okay.
And it, like, talks about
our
city.
I'm always ready for great.
It, like, shows our city from a different point of view.
Oh, all right.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know if it's a different point of view from some people. Hold on.
The sexiest armpit.
According to the termination report released by Tacoma Public Schools, former kindergarten teacher Clara Bowman was caught teaching a class full of kids at Larchmont Elementary School with a blood alcohol level at least 5 times the limit considered too impaired to drive.
Nothing about this case is typical. We don't have staff members coming to school drunk.
Sounds like you do.
That's my favorite part of that whole thing, is that dude going, the thing is, we don't really have a bunch of teachers that are shit-faced at work.
Why would you
even
say that?
I don't blame her. The kids are nasty these days.
That's not even, it doesn't have anything to do with what they were saying either.
No, like, that's what I'm saying.
We're not all drunk here.
Nobody's drunk. So we don't even drink during the day.
At all.
At all. I mean, Mormons. Like, they're all.
No. They're all just shit-faced.
Let's listen to some more.
The report states the 32-year-old Bowman was seen by another teacher acting unstable during class on February 19th, and that the teacher observed you fall onto two students, then prop yourself up and laugh. Bowman was taken from her classroom and eventually subjected to a blood alcohol test by doctors.
She just fell over in class, like passed out?
She fell. Okay, they're watching her. She fell onto a couple kids, and then propped herself up and laughed.
I fell on you. God. I'm drunk.
I didn't puke on you.
Now, what class is this? Is this history? English?
This is little kids. I don't know. It's kindergarten.
Recess?
It's kindergarten.
They don't have...
It's nothing. It's like,
you know,
look at this color or something. Yeah.
Jesus.
She's bored.
I wonder what the kids thought.
The kids are like, get off.
Are they like even young enough to like know what a drunk person is? Or like, are they just like, the fuck is wrong with Miss Peggy?
Miss Peggy's acting like my mom.
That's what I was just saying.
Nope. Here's the T-Town.
Here's the drunk T-Town. Teachers. somebody that was like in some kind of drilling, right? Like big time job where he makes a lot of money. He goes on trips, comes back, and he has a huge amount of money, and just buys alcohol with it.
Oh,
and like I'm not really a drinker. I'm more like I want to just smoke some weed. But if you bring a bunch of liquor over to my house and be like, "Yeah, what up, dude?" Then I'll be like, "All right, what up?"
Yeah.
But so this dude would just when he was home. He was like, "Oh, Jeremy will be my little sidekick if I just bring cases of beer for both of us."
Oh shit! Oh. And so that's the danger zone.
Oh no, beer bombs. We were going to Home Depot. Oh. I was all throwing up cold beer. It was all bad, right?
Oh. I've never thrown up a cold beer before.
You got to get a beer bong and drink 13 beers, and then you throw cold beer. It's like too much when you're doing too much as a kid. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't go to college, man.
What? I didn't go to college? Oh, I kind of went to college, though. But I didn't do it at college. I did it well late. I went to college later. I just did this, like, freestyle.
I was not like a free agent.
I was a free agent.
What he's saying is that you've exceeded the capacity of your stomach, and now the beer is spilling out your esophagus still cold.
Exactly. It didn't go anywhere.
Vessel. That's some fucked up shit.
Full vessel, exactly. Beer bombs. You never used a beer
bomb. I have never used a beer bomb. Just spill it. I've never done a keg stand.
There's all these things.
I know.
It's okay.
Yeah, you can pass it.
I went to college and I've never done any of those things.
I don't even know how to open a bottle with a lighter.
That's good. I'm good at that too. I like that.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that was college. That was a college trip.
But keg stands and all that shit, beer bomb, never done them.
You don't need to. My friends would drop me.
I don't even still know exactly what it is. Like, I'm like, when people refer to them, I'm like, and I don't actually know exactly what.
Ooh, I like it. You just go on, like, I remember that. Yeah. Beer bonging.
Yeah.
Sure. It's the dumbest thing ever invented.
It's a funnel.
Are you upside
they
down?
Sell it at no, it's a funnel.
Right? With a tube.
Yeah.
And then you put the tube in your mouth and go like this, and so then somebody stands on a chair and pours beer. After beer, after beer.
But it's lots of foam, right? It's like suds after suds.
Yeah, and you're just like...
suds.
Yeah, you just open your throat and go. That's it. Go, 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 go.
Oh.
Yeah. And then pretty soon you're on the floor like, why are my lips like magnets? Did that make sense?
No. Were they stuck together?
Make a lot of mess. No, does somebody do that right after you? They're like, oh, well, Jeremy's done. He just threw up some cold beer. We're going to give it to so-and-so now.
You're next.
Oh, no, like, you do it in the bathtub.
I didn't know that!
Yes.
Oh, shit. The truth is out. You
smart,
let it out, man.
We're smart people. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to be just...
You're smart drunks. You're not doing that in front of kindergartners.
On a
You're not... Come on, Billy.
I'm not doing that.
Stand on the desk and throw it.
No, because I'm going to work at the daycare... at 6 in the morning the day after that. So I show up at the daycare, and I'm drinking till 3, you know, I guess. And then going to work, waking up and going to work, kind of. And then getting there and just passing out in the blocks. Just passed out and woke up after they took the picture of me just passed out. I got a whole classroom of kids.
Oh, my God.
So you could have been on the...
Easy.
That's what I'm talking about. But it was the good old days.
Oh, shit.
Where then you weren't on the news for that type of shit. They were just like, yeah, you got any more?
Nice.
And you got some more?
What's in that thermos?
I stole it from you. I stole it. You can have it.
By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody I knew who went to medical school in the South, in Florida specifically, said that when he was in his surgical rotation, there are certain old-timer surgeons who, their attitude was like, you know, if you can't do this operation with a few beers in you, why should anybody trust you to do this at all?
That's it's like driving. I get it.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! I might need a cigarette on that one. Fucking
This is is all going straight to hell.
Yeah.
In a handbasket. That's
what's been happening lately on the podcast. I've been getting a little looser than normal.
No, this is good for our, whoever's listening.
Who are you?
We want to know who you are.
Who
and if you're
laughing, are you?
You know.
The post ghosts.
But you'll never come to coma ever. Just kidding.
Yeah, don't. Wait, wait. No, it's okay. Don't. There's enough people, and it's going to get cooler, and there's going to be more people. Remember the good old days? Oh. I'm in the wrong room. Have you ever heard of Misha Tate? The world champion UFC girl fighter?
Did we just see her
the
other day at the bar?
We were just watching UFC at a sports bar two nights ago.
Yes.
Which is the first time I've ever seen women UFC.
Oh. Brutal.
Well, and also, like, I didn't realize that that existed.
Yeah.
I was just like,
right.
Is this necessary?
It's new. Is this necessary? These
women
are
beating each other up. I don't know. I didn't get up on that. But there's plenty of stuff out there that are not speaking of yet. It's, I guess it's necessary. All right, never mind. For some people. But no, so that's what that is. Misha, whatever, Tate.
Yeah, Misha Tate. She's the world champion,
she
and she's
from
Tacoma.
No!
And I did know that. I've watched her. I watched that fight where she won, and I never knew she was from Tacoma.
Was it two nights ago?
No, it was before. Oh, okay. She was the one that had the belt a couple nights ago. Hmm. But I don't know what happened after that either. But it just freaked me out, because I was like, what? She's from Tacoma?
That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tacoma girls will whoop your ass.
Dude, and like,
gnarly, like elbows and weird shit.
She makes up moves.
Yeah.
She didn't need no training.
No. She's like T-Town Hustler.
Yeah. Coming at you.
So when you're the world champion or something like that, how are you dethroned from your championship?
Somebody beat your ass.
Just one time?
Yeah.
That's it?
It changes hands. Real easy.
Wow. So like your very next fight, you could be not world champion anymore.
Yeah. And then you fail, and then you just want to kill yourself, and you're just wallowing.
Is that what happened to Rocky?
You rip your heart out.
And then you want to go kill that person.
Is that what happened to Rocky?
No, Rocky...
Rocky lost.
Rocky lived to part six, so...
Yeah, Rocky's still good.
He was all right. Well, this time he was fighting senility. But, you know... part six.
Oh, shit, senility, yeah.
Whatever. I refuse to see Rocky 6, because that was like...
That's enough!
Sylvester Stallone is pushing 70. I'm sorry, like, that's enough.
You can't buy this anymore.
Now, it is sad that, you know, our action figures are still, like, that same generation. Can't they make some more? Come on, it's still like...
Yeah!
Anytime Bruce Willis, Arnold, and Stallone, and whoever else get to... Van Damme get together, everyone's like, whoa, this is awesome. It's like, come on, like, bunch of, like, 30-year-old dudes who can, like,
do all that.
You know what?
Uh-huh. Yes.
To replace them.
I'm ready. Yeah.
I heard once upon a time from a girl that was screwing Sylvester Stallone.
Nice.
That he has...
A micro penis?
A pump to make his penis hard.
Whoa, that would be cool.
Oh, well, wait, so...
Oh, no. Actually, wait. I got it wrong. I got him confused with another guy. He has a snap dick, like one of those bracelets that you, like, that's really straight, and then you hit it on your arm and it tightens up.
Yep.
He's got a snap dick, so he pops it in place.
I snap love dick. That.
Sylvester Stallone snap dick.
Fucking for life. Sylvester Stallone, fucking for life.
Wow. That's
snap.
He's fucking, like, 68 years old.
He believes in steroids and snap dicks.
Leave the guy alone.
Leave the guy alone, man. Snap dick or whatever. Whatever you gotta do. I didn't even know they made snap dicks. Now I just want to get rich.
Does it roll up when you're not using it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fucking snap dick.
Wow. I'm still not sure how it works.
It's like a piece of metal, right? And it's bent in the middle, kind of like a
glass.
Tape measure.
Yeah.
And you hit it. Yeah, it's probably plastic.
Yeah.
Nowadays. I'm going from the old school.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hit it on your wrist, and it flips and turns into a bracelet.
It's straight, and then
it pops.
We'll order one off of Amazon, honey.
Yeah. With a little pat. What was that?
That
well, we will. We'll that. She gave you a little pat with it. I was fucked up.
They have them at the fair. Just go to the fair.
Just duct tape up? Nothing. I mean, I'm not. I'm not a counselor. Oh,
shit.
I love you.
Whatever.
No, I'm not to say anything like that. I just, you grew up in Russia. They might have not had snappy bracelets there.
There. To be continued. So, but your story did imply that there was somebody else who was screwing some other celebrity who had
right.
a pump dick.
Yeah, it wasn't a celebrity. It was just a regular fucking dude? Person in San Jose, California.
You know who you are, Pumpy. Mr. you Reebok? Come on, buddy.
Reebok.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Pump it up, like a 90s song. Pump up the jam, pump it up, while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping, look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
So you guys said you were animal people, and then you talked about how you brought other animals to murder other animals. So when I first got together with my girlfriend, she left on a trip and she had this cat, Thirsty, that she had had for 20 years.
A 20-year-old cat?
20-year-old mm-hmm. cat.
Wow.
And so it was like a person and they were like a couple.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And so I was staying there and I was like the new dude. Right. You know what I'm saying? So the cat's mm-hmm. like, what up, dude? And then...
Who are you?
After a while, I made friends. The cat's cool as fuck. Yeah. Or was. R.I.P. Oh, nothing. That was 20 years. What do you want? But I got a recording of me and the cat talking.
Yes.
What? What do you want to say to your mom? I know. What about... What are you mad about? No, I'm not gonna open the door. No. You can't go out there at night. What if that one cat's out there? Yeah, I know you want with their ass. No, I can't do it. Not when Judy's not around. Behind your back some other time. I gotta go to bed. I got an hour before I gotta get up. I know I told you the morning, but I meant the morning after I go to sleep. Okay? And I'll put your medicine in the little pocket, all that. Alright? I'm not gonna let you outside, though.
So- oh!
I know. But you just gotta be quiet now, because I'm going to bed. Allergic to you. Thirsty, man. No. Thirsty was a dope.
Thirsty, you're a good cat.
Yeah. That cat got it. What we were talking about was that cat got her ass kicked in her own house. Where the cat came in the in her house.
What?
And kicked her ass in the corner and then ran out.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of asshole does that?
That's a dick cat.
That's, yeah.
Just, like, roll into somebody's Bullies. House and be like...
Yeah.
Fuck a bitch.
Yeah.
And then run.
Home invasion.
That's the way to do it. Well, thank you for having us.
No, thank you guys for coming. It was cool. This was cool that you came too.
Thank you for letting him sit in.
Yeah.
Sit in. I, like, distracted the interview from all your art. I apologize.
Honey, you're...
Ahead of time. You didn't even get to Coos Bay.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
What happened at Coos Bay?
Oh, an art museum.
Ah, museum. Isn't that weird? Museum.
It's got a whole sounds other good. Ring to it.
Yeah, it sounds cool. good. It feels good.
Like, museum. Tell people, sorry I couldn't hang out. I was dropping a painting off at a museum.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Never that. Cool. Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. We totally understand. Oh. You know, whatever you're going to do.
Just
it's at the Coos Bay Museum.
Yeah.
Where's that at? Is that in Gig Harbor?
Southern Oregon.
Oh, what? Coos Bay, Jeremy. Just shut up.
Coos Bay, yeah. Shut up. I was
going to
say.
Hey, where's Coos Bay? It's over here. Is that out front? Is that what this is out here?
Coos Bay, Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, 3 hours south of Portland? But it's on the coast. On the coast.
Get that PNW going. Mm-hmm. Covered. We're, get it covered.
Four shows and.
Wait, so at the same time, right, you're going to have the cupcake. You're going to have the. Where are we going to? Bemis.
Mm-hmm.
Which. And the Coos Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
That's well, it. There's that's always three stuff shows. That's good.
A vertical dance. My little Tacoma.
Oh, yeah, vertical dance, mm-hmm, always.
The pool studio. You they always got that? Paintings.
Yeah.
Evolving. I mean, it would take other artists, too.
The paintings evolve?
Yeah, like, you know, whatever, like, whenever I finish one, like, you know, just...
And then it spins around?
Yeah, on the pole. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
That's what I'm trying to think. Like, that's cool. It's very conceptual.
Because there's a lot of places, like... You nobody know, in general, to... that they don't want that stuff. You
yeah,
know, they're
yes.
Just like,
I don't think I'm going to be in the library.
Yeah.
Right, et cetera.
I don't
the dentist office or
yeah, that
whatever,
didn't work out.
You know.
It didn't? It was too much?
Yeah, yeah. She kept, like, freaking out.
And you're like, huh?
Well, I mean, I get it. You know, people get scared when they're getting cavities filled. I don't even have, like, a certain fear of a dentist, and I still draw the line sometimes. I'm just like, what are you doing? What are you
doing?
No,
usually,
now you know what
you're
doing in my mouth.
Medical offices like to put pictures of lakes and oceans and waves and
like,
waterfalls, just stuff to calm people down.
Because everybody's nervous when you walk
you
in
know,
there.
Clearly, you know, stuff that you do isn't aimed at calming people down. It's meant to provoke.
Yeah, I
want to
mess with people anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So
they don't need a double whammy there.
Yeah, right.
It's really
so
fine.
You're
it's
about to get your root canal, and here's this Barbie doing this with the shit dripping, and you're like, oh boy, am I at the right office?
Are you working on new series though? That's something
two
I didn't talk
series.
To you about. Yeah, what's up with those?
Well, I want to do one that's very like rainbowy and neon. I want to go neon with the paint,
mm-hmm.
and I have all these cool lights that I got that are pretty good and fabulous and working with on the models, and I just want to make it a little bit more abstract, even though it's still figure, but have all the different colors showing off of different skin tones, and I figured out how to make lasers in the camera when I shoot it, so
I'm pretty
excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa! Just wait a minute. No.
Lasers and boobs.
Laser cameras.
Yeah, and then the other one I wanna do another series called NSFW, so it'll be.
It's all
in your face. I know, but that one's gonna be even more so. But I might even have people in clothes in that one.
You don't know.
Really?
Not safe
for conception.
For
what gumption?
Work.
Not safe for work.
That's what you write on your emails when you send stuff. If you're not supposed to open it when you're at your work server.
This is the ultimate internet like thing.
I didn't
know. If you don't want something open at work.
Yeah.
Not safe for work.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't open this because it's naked people.
Yeah, my dick pic. Come on, don't open it at work. Just wait till the fucking bell rings.
501.
Check that shit out. Yeah.
On your phone,
though. That should
be another
fucking
computer.
Code.
Yeah. All right. This is
well, that's a wrap.
Yeah. you called it.
Yeah.
This has been a great time. And I want to say thank you guys for coming.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That worked out rad.
Ooh.
Look at you with your secret device there.
That's it.
Are there satellites that pick up on the signal from this thing? Because, you know.
No, I got it wrapped in tinfoil.
That's science fiction stuff playing right there.
Honey.
What?
So.
Oh, I thought this was the.
It is. So, thank you for listening to the people out there.
Yeah.
And if you want to check out Catlin's. Catlin's.
You want to check out Catlin's.
If you want to check out Catlin's art, you can go to her website. Isn't it CatlinArt.com?
Or you can look up Catlin Huebner. It'll all come up.
That's it.
Google's a beautiful thing.
If you want to check out anything that's going on with Candy Teeth Creative, you can go to CandyTeethCreative.com.
Woo!
And if you want to hear any of Jeff's music, and he's been posting new music,
so
that's out of character. Anyway, it's not out of character. Wait a minute, I need to clear this up now. It's not out of character to make new music, because he makes like a song a day, so there's millions of piles of music. He just doesn't post it every day. So there's new music there. Go check it out at SoundCloud/offmodel.
Yes.
And I think that's it. Besides, until next time, stay alive. That's all.
Yeah.
Cheers. Boots magic, boots magic, boots magic.